Hello, everyone. Welcome to 21 Days of Prayer. This is day 7. I'm Pastor Ryan, and today we're going to be talking about making room for God to speak. We're going to use scriptures out of 2 Timothy 3:16 and Hebrews 4:12. In a world filled with constant noise, social media updates, news alerts, emails, and endless opinions, it's easy for the voice of God to become drowned out. We say we want to hear from Him, yet our lives often have little space for Him to speak. Making room for God to speak is not about waiting for an audible voice from heaven. It's about creating intentional space in our hearts and schedule where His Word can come alive and lead us. Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is God-breathed. The Bible isn't just a collection of ancient words. It carries the breath of God, the same breath that created the heavens and the earth and gave life to Adam. When we open Scripture, we open up our lives to the living voice of God. His Word teaches us what is right, corrects what is wrong, and equips us to live in a way that honors Him. But that only happens if we slow down long enough to listen. Hebrews 4:12 describes the Word of God as alive and active. It's not static ink on a page. It's living truth that moves with power, piercing our hearts and transforming our thoughts. The Word has a way of exposing what lies beneath the surface, our motives, our fears, our pride, and our pain. When we make room for God to speak through His Word, we allow Him to shape us from the inside out. So how do we make room for God? It begins with quiet and surrender. We can't hear God when our minds are racing or our hearts are filled with clutter. Turn off the noise. Set aside a time each day to sit with the Word, not rushing through it, but allowing it to sink deep. Pray before you read. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal truth and convict where needed. Journaling, meditating on a single verse, or simply sitting in silence can help you remain attentive to His whisper. God still speaks clearly, faithfully, and powerfully through His Word and by His Spirit. The question is not whether He's speaking, but whether we've given Him space to be heard. When we make room for God to speak, His voice will do what it has always done: breathe life, bring clarity, and draw us closer to Him. So here are a few questions and thoughts to think about. What in your daily life competes with God's voice? What practical steps can you take to create space for God to speak? Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today for 21 Days of Prayer. I can't wait for tomorrow.